Blog Talk Radio.
Section, and I'll be your host tonight on Inside MLB. And tonight we'll be talking about how the MLB teams' nightmare deadline scenario. For some unlikely clubs, the 2015 MLB trade deadline on July 31st is bound to turn into a nightmare. Just look to the example of Billy Beane in the 2015 Oakland Athletics. Last year, the club's vice president and general manager pulled off one of the biggest flashes of the summer, swapping Yoenis Cespedes for John Lester. The team promptly faced Brian down the stretch and crashed out of the postseason in the wildcard game. As Beane learned firsthand, the trade season is the time of the year when a lot can be gained and even more can be lost. This season, clubs from around the league will be looking to avoid the fate of the American League West squad. Unfortunately, there are all sorts of ways that a trade deadline can go bad. Teams like the Los Angeles Dodgers and Chicago White Sox could end up making a ill-advised decision to be a franchise cornerstone. Then, there's a squad like the Cincinnati Reds, whose prize trade chip is dealing with health care for worse. Awesome. So we're going to move into our first teammate who we think a nightmare scenario at the deadline. And all 30 teams could have a nightmare scenario. Just because I say the possibility. And this is like worst case for all the teams. So I personally think, and it's an interesting show today. When I was doing my own research today, I was interested in what I found out. And then I put together these scenarios that are my scenarios. And it's just really fascinating. And I'd like to thank the fans who are tuning in right now. Those faithful listening inside MLB day in and day out. Just real quick, I'd like to thank you right now because, I mean, you're my joy. You make me pretty much wake up in the morning. Without you, the inside MLB family wouldn't be in the same. So thank you. Inside MLB. And real quick, there were some technical difficulties there. Let's move into the Arizona Diamondbacks, as I was trying to get to there. And they're the nightmare scenario. The club gives away another top prospect to get out from another bad contract. Unsurprisingly, the Arizona Diamondbacks have made Aaron Hill the owner of a 220 average available on the trade front per John Heyman of CBS Sports. Hill has not been mildly, but is also a considerable sum of money. He's set to make the balance of his $12 million salary this year and also rakes in $12 million in 2015. While it's understandable that the D-backs would like to part with the Mets, the team can afford to use the same trade model it employed in shipping out bonds from Royal. The D-backs will be convinced the Atlanta Braves to take on the starter by lumping 2014 top pick Toiki Toussaint into the deal. That's the kind of move that could burn Arizona big time down the road, and the team needs to avoid taking the same risk again. So the next team, that is the Atlanta Braves. Their nightmare scenario is Chris Johnson still on the team when the deadline passes. Chris Johnson knows that the Atlanta Braves really want to get rid of him. Just after their base, I've been called into the manager's office, Johnson said, for Mark Bowman of MLB.com. Manager Freddy Gonzalez has told me that they are trying to move me. I want to be moved, and they want to move me. Hopefully, something gets done. And even if both sides agree that it's time for Johnson to leave town, actually working out a deal will be a tricky task. The 30-year-old is still owed roughly $28.5 million between now and the end of 2017. For the calculations at Bowman, that's a lot of coin for players that put the 601 OPS in the current campaign. So that's it. The Baltimore Orioles. And their nightmare scenario is the team does nothing before the deadline. For the Baltimore Orioles, a quiet trade season just isn't an option. With 8 pending free agents on the roster, the O's are on the verge of watching the window of opportunity slam shut. Since the Cubs within striking distance for the second wild card in the AL East, make you one last round with the current core players will make a ton of sense. For Ken Rosenthal of Fox Sports, GM Dan Duque is furious about adding a hitter to the outfield. Rosenthal added that Jay Bruce and Justin Upton, John Paul Morosi, are two of the bats that the team has checked in on. If Duque doesn't want to add to the roster, then he needs to subtract before all those pending free agents have the chance to walk away for free in the winter. As they're playing the role of buyer or seller, the Orioles have no choice but to be busy between now and the end of the month. Tune into our next, that was the Boston Red Sox. and their nightmare scenario is Team Boys is too conservative and we have to jump. 2015 just hasn't been the monster that talks to you. When COVID started, and the sour and the AL East needs to shift into four sour moves ASAP. So only do so could result in the 2016 season that is just as frustrating as the one that the team is currently struggling through. Nick Cabard of the Boston Globe. The whole slew of trade pieces on the 20-class roster, including Wayne Miley, Kenichi Tozawa, Koji Uehara, and the only Thunder Day Outlet, and Bob Cole. The highly versatile Bolt, who can weigh all the diamond, is by far the most compelling name in the list. The super utility man who landed a spot on the AL All-Star squad would be an ideal fit for any contender looking to get a wide range of positions. Let's move into our next team. It's the Chicago Cubs, not Boy Sox. And their nightmare scenario is the front office gets overly aggressive. The 2015 season has been a major success for the Chicago Cubs, who are the owners of the second wildcard spot. Still, it's important to remember that the club plays in the fiercely competitive NL Central, where the St. Louis Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Pirates are clearly the class of the division. An October trip could be on tap for the Cubs, but if the team does make it to the postseason, it's almost certainly going to be a wildcard winner. With a one-game playoff looking like the best-case scenario, this month is not the time for President of Baseball Operations, Theo Epstein, to get bold on the trade front. Per Bernie McSwaz of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, there's been speculation linking Chicago to Justin Upton. Since San Diego Padres left the is a pending free agent, he's not the kind of bat the Cubs should be targeting instead. Team should be aiming for players of multiple seasons moving to our next season. And that is the Chicago White Sox and South Flanders Cubs. And their nightmare scenario is the club trades Brazil. It doesn't sound like Rick Connor, the GM of the Chicago White Sox, anywhere close to trading away the electric Brazil. And again, the exec hasn't completely ruled out the idea. As he told us, 6-0 the score via media Chicago. We don't have any untouchables. It's simply the nature of the business. Is we have to listen to any ideas any clubs have on any of our players. We wouldn't be doing our job if we didn't figure out the value of our guys. And who knows, perhaps someone might overwhelm you or surprise you with something that's simply too good to turn down. It makes the franchise stronger when extending during the time. It's difficult to comprehend how a potential trade partner could manage to come up with this proposal for sale. It would overwhelm the South Siders. Lucky's a front runner for the AL Cy Young Award K-9 ratio of 11.7. Which is tops in the base. Then there's a remarkably keen family contract he's pitching on. Sales in the second season of a five-year pact, which pays him $32.5 million. With a standout performance on the field and his bargain of a salary, Sale might just be the most valuable trade chip in baseball. That is, if he ever actually hits the market. Let's move into our next team. And that is the Cincinnati Reds. And their nightmare scenario, which most people would get, is that an injury wrecks your trade market for Johnny Cueto. Johnny Cueto is the perfect trade team. The ace is a free agent to be on a fourth place call that's going nowhere fast. The problem for the Cincinnati Reds is that Cueto's right arm is providing plenty of cause for concern. As Ken Rosenthal of Fox Sports noted, the starter's recent six-block outing likely renewed concerns for teams already worried about his elbow. Jason Stark of ESPN echoed that sentence, tweeting, asking the executive team interested in Johnny Cueto if they saw anything to be alarmed about in his start Sunday. He said, yes, everything. It's always a bad time when a pitcher stops a thermometer, but Cueto, given the end of July, will absolutely be brutal timing for the Reds. Let's move into our next team. That is the Cleveland Indians. And their nightmare scenario, my friends, is that the front office ships out a ton of starter to bolster the office. Not a good idea, Cleveland Indians front office. With the Cleveland Indians lingering on the outskirts of playoff contention, there's no question that's the problematic offense and the AL in run. That was how they called back. One way to try to upgrade the attack would be to trade from an area of strength, the rotation. According to Paul Boyce of the Northeast Ohio Media Group, plenty of contenders have been checking in with GM Chris Antonetti about the availability of the starting arms. There's a lot of interest in our players, Antonetti told Boyce, from an established ace like Corey Kluber to a rising star like Cody Anderson. Cleveland has all sorts of intriguing starting pitchers. However, Antonetti has no interest in parting with one of the team's high upside stars. They're not motivated at all to do that, since Antonetti. Team's fan base will be hoping that Antonetti doesn't change his mind because the Indians have been making them a starting set that will make the team a force in the Central 2015 champion. Now, fans, time to move into our next game. And that is the only team out of Colorado, the Colorado Rockies, trade deadline. And that is, all my friends, the key business is the opportunity to sell high on Carlos Contreras. For the last place, Colorado Rockies, the trade system needs to be all about building for the future. Right here, Carlos Gonzalez is one Rocky who played a crucial role in that rebuilding process. When it comes to cargo, the question has never been whether he can produce. The question has always been whether he can stay healthy. He was also appeared in just 70 games in 2014 and 110 in the season before that. In 2015, the Venezuelan has already played in 85 contests for Colorado and has been boosting his trade value at least. In his past 30 games, Gonzalez has a 570 slugging percentage and has gone there 7 times. For Colorado, this is the ideal moment to sell high on the dynamic left-handed hitter. Let's move into our next team, and that is the Detroit Tigers. And there, in my mind, the worst case scenario, the nightmare scenario, actually, the franchise comes up short in its effort to cash in on its biggest chip. It's a whole new ballgame for Dave Dombrowski, president and GM and CEO of the Detroit Tigers. After this club ripped off, the underwhelming Tigers are preparing to begin the summer sell-off for Bob Nightingale of USA Today. They've been in the spot for a lengthy period of time, Dombrowski said for Nightingale. No question, and I have been in recent years. Signing free agents David Price and Yoenis Cespedes of the two Tigers have the potential to fetch the most lucrative returns for Detroit. The front office needs to sell high alongs of Price, Cespedes, and lesser players such as Washington Davis and Yu Kim Soria. The success of this summer in Firefield and Motown will determine just how rapidly the Tigers can return to prominence in the AL Central. Let's move to our next exam, and that is the Houston Astros. And their nightmare scenario is the club gets to lose in this pursuit of a starting pitcher. With an inexperienced rotation, bolstering the staff should be priority number one for the Houston Astros. As the club battles with the Los Angeles Angels for the AL West division crown. Unfortunately, for the upstart Astros, that might be easier said than done, as there could be complications ahead if season one can reel out of Johnny Cueto or Cole Hamels, two of the premier arms on the block. As Jerry Krasnick and ESPN explained on Twitter, Astros general manager Jeff Luna and Cincinnati Reds counterpart Walt Jocky aren't exactly the best of friends. Dating back to the days when Luna worked in the St. Louis Cardinals front office, multiple scouts think the old Walt Jocky left Jeff Luna friction could be an independent hashtag Reds hashtag Astros free talks. One of the scouts noted the classic, wait, isn't going to do Jeff Luna any favors? Hamels might not be willing to do the Astros any favors either. For John Hammond of CBS Sports, Mulaski is anxious to approve a trade to Minute Park. There are plenty of starters to be had, but it certainly doesn't help the Astros' bargaining position when two of the most sought-after ones could already be off the table. Here's to our next team, the New Royals, who are in the Rubber Match with the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight. And their nightmare scenario is that the team misses out on adding an ace to the rotation. The first place Kansas City Royals are the teams of the AL. But that doesn't mean that GM Dayton Moore can sit back and relax as the deadline edges closer. The AL Central squad's rotation, which ranks last in the league in innings, is the one area on the roster that Moore really needs to address. As a rarely, the team has to add a reliable pitcher who can eat some quality innings, who would be even better than the Royals to find a number one arm. Currently, Edison Volkins is playing the role of default ace. Let's move into our next team. And that is the Los Angeles Angels. And their worst case scenario at the deadline is Lucky Masher isn't added to the lineup. As Mike Trout out, don't go to the Los Angeles Angels. In 2015, the AL West squad has been dangerously dependent on the All-Star Game MVP and the resurgent first base. Just how reliant have the Halos been on Trout and Pujols for power this season? Consider that with a combined 57 jacks, the pair accounts for more than half the club's round trippers, 106. Suffice it to say that acquiring another power bat, especially one of the left-handed variety, would be a major add for the Angels. With left field looking like a black hole ever since the departure of Josh Hamilton. A player who could occupy that spot would be an ideal fit, according to Mike DiGiovanni, the Los Angeles Times. Jay Bruce of the Cincinnati Reds, who's cracked 15 home runs, is one of the players the Angels have been keeping tabs on. Our fans, we should get a break. When we come back, we will give the Los Angeles Dodgers and get through the other 15 teams in the big league, besides the Dodgers. And then we'll obviously be in our 7-minute stretch, finish it up, and just have a great rest of the show. So please stay tuned in. You can all miss it. I implore you to stay tuned in. Thank you for tuning in. This is MLB. Enjoy. Here you are.
I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals. I'm breaking in, shaping up, then checking out on the prison bus. This is it, the apocalypse. Whoa. I'm waking up, I feel it in my bones.
And their memory scenario is the club strikes out at upgrading the time. As the trade deadline approaches, Minnesota Twins have three positions on the roster that could use its week or two: catcher, shortstop, and bullpen. While finding a quality player at catcher and shortstop, the two most defensively demanding spots on the bench, is beyond challenging, making up an extra pen arm one of the most manageable tasks of the trade team. But with all-star Glenn Perkins walking down the ninth inning, it's a major move for a prominent closer. While the Walker will need a set of men or two to bridge the gap to Perkins. Our next key is New York Mets. And their nightmare scenario is the club does nothing to jolt the underwhelming line. The New York Mets offense is historically bad, which is a shame considering how effective the club's starting rotation has been. In a recent game with the St. Louis Cardinals, the Mets went 1 for 26 with runners in scoring position. The team ultimately won the contest 2-1 in 18 frames. But still, that's no formula for winning baseball games on a consistent basis. For the Alliance Sports Bureau Twitter account, the club's 25-6 at bats with runners in scoring position was the worst in franchise history. Considering just how bad the offense has been, it will likely take multiple moves from GM Danny Olsen to spark the group to life. That's a lot to ask. But then again, doing nothing would be extremely frustrating based on the team's recent history. Last time the Mets made a trip to October was way back to 2006. Our next team is the New York Yankees. Their nightmare scenarios, a team parts with either Luis Severino or Aaron Judge. From Johnny Cueto to Scott Kazmir, there are an array of prominent stars on the trade block who could help the New York Yankees on the stretch. But that doesn't mean GM Brian Cashman is rushing to make a move, as he explained to Andrew Martian of ESPN New York. Is it worth the overall cost of some of the talent we have coming? That's what we have to wrestle with. There are certain players that we do not want to move, Cashman said. According to Martian, players to whom Cashman really doesn't want to move are top prospects, Luis Severino and Aaron Judge. As a ready starter or the outfielder Masher, could be the centerpiece of blockbuster swap this month. Of course, they move. They could become future stars who haunt the Yankees for years. But when we come back, we'll be trying to get into the Oakland Athletics. And, the Oakland Athletics and the other 15, no, my bad, and the other 10 teams in Major League Baseball. Please stay tuned and lean on these final couple of minutes to give you the final of our 10 teams in Major League Baseball. I'm not going to give you a full explanation. This is for Nightmare Deadlines, Mary's and Street Running Out of Time on Instagram. Please stay tuned in. We do not. Our fans are back on the side of MLB. Now it's time to give you the Oakland Athletics deadline scenario, the worst case that could happen at the deadline, a nightmare sort of thing. That's what we'll be doing for the whole show. And let's get ahead with the Oakland Athletics, who I believe is the 20th team we've done so far. And their nightmare scenario is Billy Bean pitches biggest chip of all. Let's move to our next team. And their nightmare scenario for Tsunashi is Billy. It's a tough year, but, overall, when you really think about it and you really understand and you watch baseball, is that the organization endures another quiet trade season, which means not trading the likes of Papelbon, Gamble, etc. And I was trying to move into my home team's Pittsburgh Pirates. And they're now my parents in the club's wins and misses, and it's the 10th bolster of the infield. And all they're going to do is go to the next team, and that is the San Diego Padres. And they're not mentioning the team stands pat after the disastrous first half. And our next club on the list is the San Francisco Giants. And their pre-deadline nightmare scenario is that the team fails to upgrade outfield and bench. Now it's time to put our next team. This is Seattle Mariners. And their nightmare scenario is that Jack Sudarinacek makes a desperate move and effort to save his job. And our next team is the St. Louis Cardinals. Best team in baseball. And what do they, what's their really nightmare? Their nightmare. Even though they're, the Cardinals is out an upgrade at first base. And now our next comment. Other is the Tampa Bay Rays, formerly North Tampa Bay Devils, that come out of Tampa, Florida. And their nightmare scenario for the Tampa Bay Rays is that, I mean, it's a tough decision for me, but overall, when you really dive down and take a look at it, their nightmare scenario is that the team's brass stands pat and lets the season slip away. And our next team is the Texas Rangers, who really played Arlington. Their nightmare scenario is that the front office allows the club status as a fringe contender to get in the way of building for the future. Our next team is the Toronto Blue Jays, the only team in Canada. And their nightmare scenario is no reinforcements are added to the subpar pitching staff. And our final team, I believe, are the Washington Nationals. And their nightmare scenario is the club brass fails to add injury insurance for the lineup. All right, fans, that's going to do it for our show tonight. I'd like to thank Jason Smith, Tim Logano, for participating in a production of Inside MLB, always MLB.com, and since his staff used on the show tonight. My name is Betsy Becker, my host, and our time stays in the background. Please tune in tomorrow at 4:35 p.m. at www.softballtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. Please follow Inside MLB on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for tuning in, along with following Inside MLB on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Benson Fetcher. Again, my kids, you cannot join us. This is Will Macklin. I hope you watch Buzz's game because I'm going to be doing that tonight. Let's go Buzz. We're up again against the Royals. And, I mean, it's an exciting show today. Please tune in tomorrow if you've already tuned in today. Or if you're listening to the archives, listen to our previous episodes. I'll really appreciate it. Help boost our staff because we just got to our 400th list. Thank you for tuning in. Have a fantastic day.